being so good to me, Captain.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
George Carlin, a lot of people have a problem with, and I understand rightfully so. I mean, this goes back to Lenny Bruce and other those who wanted to push the limits. What I will say about Carlin is that he was sharp. He was funny. He could have done a clean, and it still would have been funny. However, you know, he chose to use very colorful adjectives, and that will always be a problem. However, he also showed us that he got it. He got it a good long time ago, probably before most of us. And in this first clip that I would ask Jim to play, he talks about, all right, let me just tell you straight out. And I'm going to tell you right now, Carlin's coming up for about 6 minutes. He talked about American bullshit. And one of the things was the story about the founding fathers. So, you know, again, if you don't believe Iron Man because it came out of his work and all that research, maybe you'll believe Carlin. But, Jim, can we get that that audio clip up? You tell me if that's ready to go. And, again, you're listening to Beyond the Grassy Knoll. I'll see you in about 7 minutes.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country... This entire country is completely full of shit and always has been, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner. It's still nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now, that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit. And I think Americans really show their ignorance when they say they want their politicians to be honest. What are these fucking cretins talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into American life, the whole system would collapse. No one would know what to do. Honesty would fuck this country up. And I think deep down Americans know that. That's why they elected and reelected Bill Clinton. That's why. Because the American people like their bullshit right out front where they can get a good, strong whiff of it. Clinton might be full of shit, but at least he lets you know it. Dole tried to hide it, didn't he? Dole kept saying, I'm a plainest man. Bullshit. People don't believe that. What did Clinton say? He said, hi, folks, I'm completely full of shit, and how do you like that? And the people said, you know something? At least he's honest. At least he's honest about being completely full of shit. It's just like the business world, same as business. Everybody knows by now, all businessmen are completely full of shit. Just the worst kind of low-life criminal cocksuckers you could ever want to run into. A bunch of shit businessmen. And the proof of it is they don't even trust each other. They don't trust one another. When a businessman sits down to negotiate a deal, the first thing he does is to automatically assume that the other guy is a complete lying prick who's trying to fuck him out of his money. So he's got to do everything he can to fuck the other guy a little bit faster and a little bit harder. And he's got to do it with a big smile on his face. You know that big bullshit businessman smile? And if you're a customer, whoa, that's when you get the really big smile. Customer always gets a really big smile as the businessman carefully positions himself directly behind the customer and unzips his pants and proceeds to service the account. I'm servicing this account. This customer needs service. Now you know what they mean. Now you know what they mean when they say, we specialize in customer service. Whoever coined the phrase, let the buyer beware, was probably bleeding from the asshole. That's business. That's business. Not important to get children to read. Children who want to read are going to read. Kids who want to learn to read are going to learn to read. Much more important to teach children to question what they read. Children should be taught to question everything. To question everything they read, everything they hear. Children should be taught to question authority. Parents never teach their children to question authority because parents are authority figures themselves and they don't want to undermine their own bullshit inside the household. So they stroke the kid and the kid strokes them and they all stroke each other and they all grow up and they come... Here's one more item for you, the last in our civics book, rights. Boy, everyone in this country is always running around yammering about their fucking rights. I have a right, you have no right, we have a right, they don't have a right. Folks, I hate to spoil your fun, but there's no such thing as rights, okay? They're imaginary. We made them up, like the boogeyman. The three little pigs, Pinocchio, Mother Goose, shit like that. Rights are an idea. They're just imaginary. They're a cute idea, cute, but that's all, cute and fictional. Sounds more like human planning. Sounds more like one group trying to control another group. In other words, business as usual in America. Now, if you think you do have rights, one last assignment for you. Next time you're at the computer, get on the internet, go to Wikipedia. When you get to Wikipedia, in the search field for Wikipedia, I want you to type in Japanese Americans 1942, and you'll find out all about your precious fucking rights, okay? All right. You know about it. You know about it. Yeah. In 1942, there were 110,000 Japanese-American citizens in good standing, law-abiding people who were thrown into internment camps simply because their parents were born in the wrong country. That's all they did wrong. They had no right to a lawyer, no right to a fair trial, no right to a jury of their peers, no right to due process of any kind. The only right they had, right this way, into the internment camps. Just when these American citizens needed their rights the most, their government took them away. And rights aren't rights if someone can take them away. They're privileges. That's all we've ever had in this country is a bill of temporary privileges. And if you read the news even badly, you know that every year the list gets shorter and shorter and shorter. You see how it's going? Yeah. Sooner or later, the people in this country are going to realize the government does not give a fuck about them. Government doesn't care about you or your children or your rights or your welfare or your safety. It simply doesn't give a fuck about you. It's interested in its own power. That's the only thing, keeping it and expanding it wherever possible. Personally, when it comes to rights, I think one of two things is true. I think either we have unlimited rights or we have no rights at all.
And there you have it, George Carlin. I ripped about three of his audios, which actually are attached to videos that you can see on YouTube. No big deal where that came from. But, I mean, here again, I mean, besides all the colorful language, what he said is what Iman has been saying for some time and which people are finally catching on to. And that is, one, the founding fathers were nothing more than elites as we see they are today. It didn't change. What we have been inculcated with is this fairy tale to make us swallow that everything is okay in America, and if you really want to believe that this country was God-breathed and raised, then whatever we do is okay in the eyes of the Lord, which it is not. And that is also because this was a country that was not God-breathed, but founded by elites, who were, as he said, most definitely, most of them were slavers. Somehow we always overlook that fact, you know, and of course people go, well, slavery is mentioned in the Bible, and it's like, yeah, well, you want to be one? And actually, we are. We don't have manacles. We're not treated that badly, not nearly as badly, as true slaves, but we're slaves. You know, we've got an IV attached to all our veins, and when you work, you get blood. You know, we make more, and we give more, and that's the way it's been. So, again, the founding fathers, that's a bag of crap. You know, and it's like, well, they were Christians. No, most of them weren't. And, again, you know, who isn't a Christian? And, again, like we said, did you ever see a politician who didn't say he was a Christian? They got to. That's what gets them votes. It's a joke. You know, how many presidents that we have now have not said they were Christians? And they're not. You can't be a Christian and get through that gauntlet to get finally to the sit in the Oval Office because you have to whore yourself out and sell your soul 17 times over. That's the way it is, man. I'm sorry. But the history books are full of crap, or as George would say, American. And we've swallowed it. And what's worse is that pastors and churches and everyone else run with it when everything in Scripture that I see, you know, just shakes its head at the whole idea of Christians being involved or anybody being involved with government, because it is not, it's just not, well, Let's put it this way. It's either the lawyers or Satan. You can figure out what that is. And also what he talked about with regard to rights and privileges. You know, we don't have rights. We have privileges. You know, we get extended rights when they feel like doing it. And I just want to, and time and time again, you see an infringement of them because we don't have them. The federal government, when you mess with the feds, they can do anything they want. Sometimes you'll find police officers that are local and they will tell you they'll defend your rights or you have the right to do this and the right to do that, but they don't get it either. And that's fine. That's good. But when you mess with the feds, you don't have any rights. And this goes back to when I remember Gonzalez, when he was still Attorney General, saying on C-SPAN that habeas corpus was not a right. So there you go. And what I had to laugh at was that here we have Jose Padilla, who was an American citizen and was denied rights, denied habeas corpus. Okay, and now we're talking about this, like, what, Guantanamo 11 or whatever it is that are being tried. They're going to be tried by, what, a military tribunal. Get ready for that, because that's not sweet. And they're going to be given constitutional rights. And it's like, well, why didn't Padilla get them? But it's a big joke. It's not there. It's not going to happen. And here's an example of what I'm talking about with this bit about rights and privileges. And also, Carlton was right about the fact that government has one thing in mind, and that is self-preservation and expansion. Now, they're not even the heavy hitters. The heavy hitters are those who don't put themselves up for election. They're the ones who run the money. They run everything. So, I mean, that's what's even more disgusting about the politicians, because they're just whores and bagmen. You know what I mean? They look like they're doing something, but they sold themselves out, and they're worse than the actual people who run the show because they gave themselves up to turn on you.
Long after your country has been destroyed.
What are you talking about? America is not going to be destroyed.
Never.
Well?
Rome was destroyed. Greece was destroyed. Persia was destroyed. Spain was destroyed. All great countries are destroyed. Why not yours? How much longer do you think your country will last? Forever?
Well, forever is a long time, I guess.
Very long.
What you don't understand is that it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees.
You have it backwards. It's better to live on your feet than to die on your knees.
No longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
You're all full of shit.